Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Halfbacked podcast ahead of NRL Round 10. I'm your host, Tim Williams. Here with me to find a few winners this weekend is former Canberra Raiders and Dragons halfback Sam Williams. Sam, welcome back, mate.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Good, mate. How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm all good. Things are good. Footy season's busy, so we're just, it takes up a lot of your time, but things are going well.
How are the mighty Queen Bin Roos doing this season?
Yeah, doing well. We've had a draw and two wins. Three wins, yeah, so draw and two wins, I think it is. So, yeah, things are going well. A couple of good games and travelling well and life's good.
Very good. Also with us today, the man with the hot hand, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sports, James Hughes. Jimmy, welcome back, mate.
Yeah, good to see all the lads again, as usual. I mean, the weather's not excellent, but, you know, a bit of sunshine from a couple of my bets last week I'm pretty happy about.
Sun is shining out of your backside at the moment, mate, and this wet weather, it's made it tough for punting. At least that's my excuse. On today's show, we'll recap last week's results, drop our lock, value, and Hail Mary bets for the weekend. Sam will go through his head-to-head tips for every game of round 10 with his analysis on those. We'll, of course, drop our moral bet of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy. Boys, let's get stuck into it today. Last week's result, Sam, you mentioned last week after a little bit of a lean spell that you were getting close, you were getting legs, but you just wouldn't drop for you. Mate, it did finally drop for you. The tried and the tested, Manly, they've looked after you this season. Your lock of the week was Tommy Taliau and Tommy Turbo to combine for 2+ tries at $2.10. You locked that one in pretty early in that game. A green tick for you last week.
Yeah, it was nice. I actually went on a 3-day bender after getting that right, so I'm only just coming good, which is nice. But yeah, it was good to get one up and the Raiders win. It was the ultimate match of football.
If you went on a 3-day bender, I'll go on a 3-week bender and I'll break my streak. Jimmy, I was going to go through your last like 3 to 4 weeks and add up all the legs and work at how many you got right, but there are only so many hours in a day that I have at the moment. You cannot do much wrong. Your lock of the week was the Dolphins with the 8.5 start against the Cowboys at $1.90. Not only did that get up, but the Dolphins won the game, so very comfortable. Your value play was the Storm to win 13+ against the Titans and Phil Sammy to score a try at $5.25. Look, you missed that. Sammy got his try. Storm didn't go 13+. They were on track to, I reckon, until Ryan Pappenhausen got hurt. Could have done it otherwise. Your Hail Mary. Raiders with the 12.5 start against Manly. Tick, they won that game, so very comfortable. The Roosters with the 7.5 start against the Broncos. They won that and belted them. The Dogs giving away 7.5 against the Tigers. I think they won that by 8 points, so just snuck in there. The Dragons
just snuck in
with their 12.5 start against the Sharks. The Sharkies won by 10, so you got that. So, mate, you've nailed your Hail Mary. You've gone 2 from 3, and you are absolutely sizzling. You can't put a foot wrong at the moment.
Yeah, I know Sam will probably give me stick about a $13 Hail Mary not counting as a Hail Mary, but, you know, still 4 legs, I'll take it. And, I mean, Melbourne, like you said, Papo was not – if he wasn't injured, I think that one was, like, well and truly on way and I could have had that perfect week. But, you know, we move on, we go to the next one.
Lil Papa, yeah, mate, it's a hot streak and for the sake of the podcast, I really hope – and the punters, of course, I hope that it continues on. For myself, my lock of the week, Jack Bostock, $2.10 anytime try scorer against the Cowboys. did not score. Jermaine Asako on the right edge got a hat trick. So, yep, that was fantastic punting. Value play was Adokar into Bronson Sherry, $6.13. Sherry got across the line. Adokar at about $1.02, did not score. And then my Hail Mary play was probably my closest of the lot of them. I had Phil Sammy to get two tries against the Storm and the Titans to cover the 14.5 line at $16.90. The Titans covered, Sammy got one, and he dropped one over the line late on in the game. So I've come up duck eggs again. I'm in an absolute rut. There's no excuses, no pointing fingers. There's just work to be done. So hopefully that starts this week. Boys, update to the leaderboard. Jimmy, you have sizzling ahead at the moment, unsurprisingly, plus 25% return on investment for the year. Sam, you have edged ahead of me for the first time this season. You're out of bottom place into negative 50%, and I am in third on negative 52% ROI. That is where we're at. Whoever you are betting with, remember to do so responsibly, 18 plus only. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Let's get stuck into it. $100 to play with each and every week. 65% goes to our lock bet, 25% to our value, 10% to our Hail Mary. Sam, your Brian Bevan lock of the week, 65% of your bet. Hit us.
Well, in answer to that question, Tim, I'm gambling with their money because I had a win last week, so thank you very much. In terms of my lock this week, I think it's a tough one because both the Storm and the Sharkies can be hard teams to try and work out try scorers. But I reckon the Storm's right edge there. A couple of weeks ago against the Bunnies, Jai Gray, I know the Stats don't say they were tries, but there was two absolutely blowing moral tries. And I still think that there's some value around that edge with a few changes in personnel to the Storm's right edge. And I think that the Sharkies going there is going to happen. I think they'll try and put a lot of pressure on the Storm's right edge. And I think Mulitalo, you're nearly getting $2 about him to cross the stripe. So you're $1.94 with Ladbrokes for Mulitalo to score. I think that they're going to be, as I said, a lot of traffic on that edge of the Storm, and I think that he'll get his opportunity.
Fair play, Sam. My concern with that one, and keen to get your thoughts, having watched the Sharkies this season, with Braden Trindle out, who plays on that left side for the Sharkies, Daniel Atkinson has come in at 5'8 and looked really good to his credit, but I feel Nico Hines on the right is just taking up a lot of ball with Braden Trindle out. I think it's actually taken away from that Sharks left edge. Is that a concern, or do you think the way that Nico plays, who, look, he really does go, he plays left side, he plays right side. Obviously, he's stationed on the right, but he's not stuck to that edge. Is it a concern, or do you think it'll be all right?
I think the first week was always going to be a bit of a feeling out period for the new halves combination, but I think that he'll swing both sides more often than not. I think they'll make a plan early in the week and then he'll obviously dictate where he heads. So I think that he'll swing a bit more to the left and take them on a bit more.
Fair play, mate. Jimmy Hughes, your Brian Bevan, lock of the week, 65%.
I'm going to that same game, actually, and I'm going to take the Melbourne minus 1.5 at $1.96. I know, you know, two very important players out in Papa and Hughes, but I think this is a system bet. They're at home. They're a proper top level team. Sharks, obviously, absolutely flying at the moment, but I don't think they've really been tested just yet. So I'm hoping the Melbourne can give them that test and beat them by 2 points or more.
Interesting, boys. I wouldn't have gone near that game with Sam's money because I have no idea what's going to happen in it. Hughesy, the one at line is 1.5. What does your model have it at?
Yeah, I've got them 4-point favourites in that one. So
that's an interesting one, mate, because you know we know that a big part of your model is the value of key players to the line. And, you know, two of their most key players in Pappenhausen and Jerome Hughes are out. Obviously, it's obviously impacted it, but not too substantially to deter you.
Yeah, it has obviously impacted it. I think there's a couple, I just don't know off the top of my head, that I raised in Cronulla who aren't playing. But, yeah, so there's obviously a skew in terms of personnel that kind of reduces my normal day-to-day stake on this one, but I do like it nevertheless.
Fair enough, mate. I have gone in a desperate bid to get in the winner's circle. Jojo Fifita, anytime try scorer, $2.20 with Sportsbet. up against the Cowboys to round out round 10, that one. Reason being for that one, just a lot of heavy rain across Sydney and New South Wales in general this weekend, which impacts most of the round. So I really wanted to, particularly from a wingers and try scorers point of view, target that game in particular. I haven't actually had any plays around tonight's Dolphins and Manly game, just being the Thursday night game. Try and give listeners a chance who listen on Friday to get all the plays in, but I do think that's a good one as well. A few showers around for the Gold Coast for that one, but should be nothing too substantial. So I like JoJo. He actually ended up playing on that left edge at the Titans last week. I think the points are going to absolutely flow in this one. Two really good attacking teams, particularly the Titans over the last month, have found their groove. And two really, really poor defensive teams. So I think they've currently named Chris Randall at 5'8 on the right edge. Whether that becomes AJ Brimson on game day and Keanu Keeney goes to fullback potentially, but I just think that left edge with Fifita and Fawn are going to get a ton of ball. The Cowboys' right edge defensively, I don't rate in particular. Townsend, Nanai, Vailea, and Kyle Felt, although Asako did get his hat-trick down the other edge last week. JoJo yet to cross the stripe in about five games this season, but worth noting that was all on the right wing when Khan Pereira was playing. He had five tries in three games there in that his last three games on the left wing, Khan Pereira. So I think you're getting bigger odds for JoJo as a result. Sam, I'll shift over to you, mate. Your value play of the week at 25%.
Yeah, look, there's a few games this week which I'm not 100% sure how they're going to really play out. There's a few scores lately that have sort of confused me a little bit, but I still think that both sides here have been very poor defensively and both sides can score points when they're on. I've gone with Ben Hunt and Latrell to combine for 2+ tries. Now, I know neither, they're not screaming out to be try scorers, but there's two things. One thing about the Bunnies last week, they looked woeful and I thought their attack was all over the shop. Now, if they're going to score points this week, and with the adversity that's come with Latrell, I think that he's going to have to try and turn it on, and I think he's going to have to try and take this. The points that they're going to score, I think, have to be around him. I really do. He's obviously got his combination still there with Cody. Now, I don't know exactly how it plays out and how he scores it, but I feel even on the right-hand side, if they're going to score, he has to be swinging and really starting to try and own some of their shape and some of their points. So I think Latrell and I think Benny Hunt, he's going to ask questions through the Bunnies' middle. I think the Bunnies' middle quite light on, a lot of question marks about them. Hunt likes, he gets out of a tight little block and he takes on the line and he's a strong little bugger, so I think Benny Hunt will be taking the line on as well around some of the Bunnies' middle. So I like the two stars of both sides, Benny Hunt and Latrell Mitchell, to combine for 2+ tries at $4.50.
Just on Latrell, Sam, there's very much unconfirmed reports that he will potentially not worry about Origin this year and focus on the South Sydney Rabbitohs and getting them out of a bit of a slump, more than a bit of a slump. Let's say that isn't correct and he wants to make himself available for Origin. He missed three games due to suspension. He's been okay this year, but not great. Would you be happy enough, and obviously the next few weeks will be very telling, but as it stands right now, he's fit and he's healthy, would you be willing to slot him straight in at centre for the Blues, or has it just not happened for him this year?
No, I reckon he could do a job in centres. I still don't mind him being there. If he's committed and wants to do the job, I think he's still the right man for it. So I know the Blues have got a few options around that as well. I actually think that the Tommy Turbo on the wing isn't a bad option, letting him roam from that wing spot, whether if Tedesco's at fullback and letting Tommy go roaming in good ball. I don't mind that play either. So they've got some options. But Latrell, he's probably going to show a little bit over the next few weeks, and that's the beauty of this. But I think if he's anywhere near his best, he just plays centres.
I'm with you, and I haven't seen him picked in many teams. Maybe that's because of the reports, but if he's good to go and wants to play in the attitudes there, I'm picking him at centre. I think he has the ability to win us a series, as we saw a few years back. Hughesy, your value play, 25%.
I love it when there's a bit of harmony in the group, boys, and I'm actually going for Latrell to score any time as well, and I'm going to roll it into Souths to win that game. I think they've played almost every team in the top eight so far this year, and it's time for them to actually show that they can win a game of football, and I think it's going to be this weekend against the Dragons. Reason for Latrell, though, potentially slightly different to what Sammy's saying. I was actually originally looking at that left tack of Souths because I know the Dragons' defense on the right is conceding about 50% of their tries. So I was trying to find something there. I think there's a couple of rookie wingers and whatnot. So I think my option is Latrell around the back of Cody, probably just carrying himself and getting himself across the line is my my tip there. So it's that's $4.50 Souths in the Latrell.
Nice, mate. The line in that one is 5.5. You've gone the Bunnies just straight to win. What does your model have the line at there?
Yeah, I've got them. It's almost a pick game, so even money.
Very nice. Boys, I have gone to the Broncos and the Eels tomorrow night in what is likely to be a very wet game in Sydney, if the forecast is to be true. I've gone Jordan Ricci, anytime try scorer, at $4.90 on Sportsbet. Really, really good odds there. Where are we? $4.90. He was $3.50 just about across any other bookie that I found. He'll be running it. I think he's 18-year-old Ethan Sanders, just signed with the Canberra Raiders. And Sanders was really good before their bye on his NRL debut. But naturally, at the age, he's a smaller body. I think the Broncos are going to target him all night. I think the game's going to be played a little bit tighter with the wet weather. On the other hand, they've got Dylan Brown on the other edge, who's probably the best defensive half in the competition. So I think Ricci going at Ethan Sanders is a really nice little play. $4.90. Make sure that is through Sportsbet because much bigger value there in that one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Husey, you have to leave us shortly, mate, so you can jump the queue on this one for your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10% of your bet.
Thank you, mate. I'm going to do another multi, three legs this time. I've got Parramatta to beat Brisbane, so I'm back to my old ways about betting against Brisbane. I did it last week, got the win with the Roosters. Now I'm on Parramatta to win that one. I think they're $3.20. So I like the line, but I'm throwing it into to the head-to-head so I can get a bit of value for a Hail Mary. I've got that into the Roosters 13-plus against the Warriors. They have not been showing well in the last few weeks. I think a lot of people here and even myself, you kind of go, oh, surely the Warriors can bounce back and start fighting against a good team like the Roosters, but I just think the Chooks will be too good. And my last leg is the Titans to beat North Queensland. I think that one's relatively close to even money market. I think it might be -2.5 game, so in favour of North Queensland. So I've taken the Titans there with as slight outsiders. So it's Parra to win, Roosters 13+, Titans to win, and that gets me $15 with my Hail Mary.
As a data head, Jimmy, it often takes the heart out of punting and all that sort of stuff. You just look at the straight stats and what they tell you. But each and every week, our moral bet of the week at $1 should just be you to include the Roosters to win and cover the line in your plays, because every single week, and for those listening here, Jimmy Hughes is a diehard Roosters supporter.
Yeah, but let's say I am actually choosing the Roosters based on the modelling. I'm not choosing it out of heart, but I do make sure that I throw them in there as a definite option just because they are my team. But yeah, you want, Timmy.
The model that you made.
Yeah, it's got this little factor in it that says times the Roosters by 1.2%. 20%. So I can get that little extra value and make sure I back them every week.
All good, mate. Hughesy, you do have to get back to your actual paying job. So we'll love you and leave you, and good luck with the continued streak of form.
Thanks, boys. I'm seeing everyone getting a really good weekend this weekend. So up the boys. And Sammy's already started his streak from last week. So it's up from here, mate.
Yeah, one winner is getting confident. Sam, we'll move over to you. Your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10% of your play.
It's been a pleasure once again, Hughesy. Look, I've gone to the Broncos and Eels game. I think that Mike Acevo is a yard off the pace at the moment, and it's a massive body, and it is getting older. So whether or not it's just a little niggle, or he can return to his very best, time will tell. But I think the speed of the right edge of the Broncos is just far too quick at the moment for him. I think he'll come looking for Walsh. I don't think they'll try and give him any time. There's no doubt that the Broncos would have spoken about this during the week, and we'll try and exploit that in some way, shape or form. But I think that Darnay Mariner and Staggs can combine for 3 tries at $14. I don't know exactly how it plays out. I think Walsh probably chimes in there at some point as well, potentially with a try. But for them to combine for the 3-plus tries, and if they do go there and have some success early on against the big man, I think that's it's not a bad little play. So Mariner, Staggs, combined for 3, $14.
Beautiful. Yep, rate that. I actually was going to put Dean Mariner into mine as well. Had him shortlisted, but didn't quite make the final cut on the plays. But good play there. I have gone for my Hail Mary of the week. Back to that Titans and Cowboys game. As I said, just wanted one of the dry games. Granted, there could be a few showers. The Titans to cause a bit of an upset and win that one. I think the points are going to absolutely flow. So I've gone over 49.5 total points in the game. Scotty Drinkwater to score a try and David Fifita to also score a try. That is at $22.57 with points bet. Our moral of the week, wanting to hit $1,000 with this, if we can get there. And I'll tell you what, it was a good start to the season, then we've fallen off a cliff ever since. But if we can get there, we'll be donating it to a bush footy club later on in the season. Sam, you were on deck last week. We had over $200 in the kitty. You went with the Warriors to beat the Knights. And I'll be honest, that was a pretty ordinary bet. What, like, for a lock of the week with money in the kitty, in the wet, in Newcastle, that was a very bold bet.
I'm a bold man, Tim. I still was waiting on them Warriors to turn it around. They've been banned. They're on the banned list. haven't gone anywhere near them this week. I can't work them out for the life of me. They've had enough science to suggest that they can do it, but they've had a lot of science to suggest that they're nowhere near last year's form. So they're the banned list. I won't say never again, but they're on the banned list till I see anything different.
Yeah, I was very tempted to throw them on to cover the line in my plays this week, and I just thought, you know what? What have they shown to suggest they can do that? So they'll be back at some point, but not until those odds go higher. This week, I'm back on deck with $0 in the kitty, so not a lot to work with. I've gone to Zach Lomax for a lot of the similar reasons that Sam mentioned with the Dragons and Bunnies game, but Zachy Lomax, $1.75 to score with the TAB. Played centre last week, which saw Ravalawa on the right wing, but provided, and as it should happen as per earlier in the season, Ravalawa goes back to the left, Zach Lomax on the right at $1.75 in sensational form and pushing his case for an origin spot. Sam, let's get into your tips for NRL Round 10. We'll start with tonight's game, and it is the Dolphins versus the Seagulls. One of the dry games of the round up at Suncorp Stadium in Brizzy. The Dolphins, $2.10. Manly, $1.74.
I think there's actually a few games this week that are very difficult, to be perfectly honest. You're looking at two different sides in the way they've been performing, I guess. The Dolphins, you know, they've been really good, and full credit to them. They sit fourth on the table, but Manly sit fifth. Manly's been very consistent as well. I think Manly be seething about last week's loss. It was a massive opportunity for them. They led by 20 against the Raiders, who had many out, but I think that Manly will be, yeah, as I said, I think they'll be seething. I think that they'll turn it around and be too good for the Dolphins.
It is a very hard week of tipping. And then when you put in the rain into consideration, they're a little tight and a few lines up as well. It's tough going. Manly for me as well, with pretty little confidence. Penrith Panthers versus Canterbury Bulldogs. Look, I'm sure you're going the Panthers here at $1.15. Doggies $5.50. What about that 14.5 start given to the Doggies?
Well, Panthers have been unbelievable once again. Still no reason why they won't win the comp. I haven't seen anything outside the reason to suggest they won't just yet. As I said, I covered last week's game on the sideline for the ABC, and it was just remarkable the way they turned it on at the back end of that game. The Doggies have been plucky and they hang in there. They've been doing a good job, but Panthers are just too good with Cleary back. I'll give away the start.
Yep, Panthers to cover for me as well. Parramatta Eels, $3.22. Brisbane Broncos, $1.37 in Sydney. Tomorrow night, the line there is 9.5. Who do you like in this one?
I like the Broncos. I think they'll turn it around. Very disappointing last week. They've got enough there to turn it around.
Cover the 9.5, do you think?
Yes.
I will go Broncos to win. Parramatta off the bye to cover the 9.5 start. Tigers and Knights out in Tamworth. Bit of country footy. How good. Tigers $2.34. Knights $1.60. Good luck with this one. Who's your tip?
No idea. no idea whatsoever. I think the Tigers have had enough adversity there to suggest they'll go out there and have a dig. But I won't be having a play on it, but you're going to ask me for a tip. So for Tuck Shop Trudy, I'm going to go West Tigers.
Yeah, for Trudy, I'm also going to take the value in the Tigers at $2.34 as well. So good luck to Trudy and her tip in the Tigers and Knights game. Saturday, 5:30, the Dragons and the Rabbitohs. Dragons, $1.51. The Bunnies, $2.58. You mentioned the Bunnies in your plays a little bit. Can they get a win on the board or are the Dragons going to be too strong?
Tuck Shop Trudy, you're on your own here. Do as you like. Honestly, the Rabbitohs last week were so poor. Dragons have had signs of some really good football throughout the year. Rabbitohs backs to the wall. They've had time after the initial couple of days to prepare for a game. They've had a full week. They've got Latrell back. Maybe they turned it around, but I don't know. Purely maybe because you can get $2.60 out the Bunnies. Maybe go with that.
Yeah. Dragons, for me, too strong against the Bunnies who have shown nothing. This will be the game of the round, and it is one of the dry games of the round. The Melbourne Storm at $1.83, Cronulla Sharks $2.01 in Melbourne. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, Jerome Hughes, massive loss, but in Melbourne and the class they've got there, as well, you do miss a lot of their key players, but I think the Storm being at home changes everything, so I like the Storm.
Storm in that one. I'm just having a quick look, not one that I said I was pretty happy to avoid this game, but Suafai Logo, 245 anytime try scorer, fullback in a little bit of doubt with the injury, but absolute freak. So throw him into same game multis, provided he lines up at fullback. Sunday action, 2 p.m. Roosters and Warriors. You mentioned you've got no idea what the Warriors are going to dish up. The Roosters $1.27 favorites, Warriors $3.78. The line is 10.5.
No, honestly, the Warriors, I couldn't tell you where they're at. I've got no idea. Look, if I was, I'd probably remain loyal to them and take the 10.5, but I won't be having any cent or any dollars or anything on them. It'll be purely just because 10.5 for a side that deep down in them has got a very good football side. So I'd take the 10.5 for the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm with you now. Roosters to win, Warriors to cover the 10.5 start. And sorry, with the 10.5 start. And to round it out, seriously, this will be a fun game to watch. Jeez, this should be some points. I've said that three times in this podcast. It'll be like 8-6 at full time. Titans, $2.27 on the Gold Coast. Cowboys, $1.64. Who's your tip here?
Look, I've gone towards the Cowboys. I think that they've got more strength in their side than what the Titans do. Titans at home, Sunday Arvo, they're certainly the pedigree there with AJ Brimson playing some good footy as well. I think Chris Randall at 5'8 probably takes Foran's capacity to play with his eyes a little bit away. I think that Foran has to play more of a seven sort of role than he probably has in previous games. So I just think that, I think the Cowboys have got more there than what the Titans have. And once again, the bounce back factor, I think that the Cowboys will be turning it around this week.
Yeah, very good. I like the Cowboys to win, but with the start and as outsiders at the value, the Titans with the start in that one. Sam, that'll do us for NRL Round 10. Thank you very much.
Been a pleasure, Timothy.
As always, cheers, guys. Thanks for tuning in and good luck in your tips this weekend.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.